Senator Kamala Harris says her idea is unprecedented. Give states enough federal money to raise teachers' pay by an average of $13,500 a year, or about 23% more than they make now.
For too long, they have been paid substandard wages and certainly not being paid their value to us as a society and to our children. So I am proud of our initiative that has been described as the largest federal investment in closing the teacher pay gap in history.
Harris tells CBS News that she would set salary baselines for states to meet and then invest $315 billion over 10 years to help them reach those goals. That money would come from closing estate tax loopholes and, in her words, strengthening the estate tax. Sonoma State political science chair David McEwen says Harris is setting an early policy mark for her Democratic presidential rivals to match.
This is all about a play towards differentiating yourself vis-a-vis what's happening as candidates in the Democratic Party are running to the left. Her Republican opponents would cry, this is class warfare. But that's not what this is really about so much as it is differentiating herself amongst the 13 people who are running for president for the Democratic side.
Teachers unions and education advocates are predictably cheering Harris's plan. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.